This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabon. We're continuing Daf Ashur. We're learning Masechta Ksubos, Daf Mem Amud Beis. As you know, our campaign is launching in 48 hours. If anyone could be Mishtatef and help us continue the efforts of Mechon Magid Rakia, which I believe is a very good investment, because you'll have a chilek in Harbatzah Zatara that has very wide dissemination. Thank you very much. Okay, we're continuing Masechta Ksubos, Daf Mem Amud Beis. Let's start from the Gemara, five lines from the bottom of Mem Amud Aleph. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that the Mishnah said that you pay for the Knas 50 Sela, 50 Shkalim, and then besides that you pay Boishas Upagam. So the Gemara wants to know, well, maybe you just pay flat rate, 50 Shkalim, that covers everything. Says Gemara, Ve'ima Chamishim Slam, Amar Achmana, Mikol Mili. Maybe the Torah says 50 Sela from everything. 50 Sela from everything. So Amar Abzera, no, that's illogical, that's not reasonable. Yoimru Bo'al Bas Malachim Chamishim, Bo'al Bas Hadyoitois Chamishim. Doesn't make sense to say that there's no difference if you violate yet relations with the daughter of a king or the daughter of an average, a regular person. It's all the same. How could it be that 50 is an all-inclusive payment? That means there's no difference in the payment of Baishas, how important the person that was violated is. Not reasonable. Rather, it's more reasonable there's a 50 shekel flat rate, and then you pay Baishas on top of that, depending on the person who was violated. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? We find other penalties in the Torah that are flat rate, irrespective of the irrespective of who the person was. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye said, back to Reb Zera, Yachi Gabe Eved Nami. We know that if somebody's ox gores an Eved, where you pay 30 shekel, it's a fixed rate. Yoimru Eved Noikim Ago Shloishim Eved Oisa Masa Machat Shloishim. Then doesn't make sense to say that irrespective of what the Eved does, whether he is a jeweler or whether he just does Maisa Machat, it's 30. El Amar Reb Zera. But rather Reb Zera said, Ilubau aleha shnayim. If two people violate the woman, echad kedarka, one has relations with her in the normal manner, ve'echad shaloi kedarka, and one has relations with her in the unnormal manner. That means from behind. Now, Tosis points out that it's really out of order, because first, the person who had relations with her, shaloi kedarka, lived with her. Now he, by having relations with her, shaloi kedarka, she remains a basula, because he didn't break her basulim. He didn't even enter over there. But nevertheless, he makes her go down in value. So are you going to tell me that if somebody lived with her, shaloi kedarka, and then someone lived with her, kedarka, are you going to say Yoimru Baal Shalema Chamishim Baal Paguma Chamishim? The first one lived with her when she was Shalem, and he would pay 50. And the second one lived with the woman who was Pagum. Now her Basulim weren't broken, but she was Pagum. So it's not Mistaber that the Boishas and the Pagam are the same by all women. Because does it make sense that if somebody lived with a woman who was never lived with in any manner, you pay the same as a woman who was lived with shaloi kedarka? So it's not reasonable. Now, it sounds like the Gemara already tried this, right? Because the Gemara said, Yomru Baal Bas Malachim Chamishim, Yomru Baal Bas Hedyotis Chamishim. How is this argument any different than the first argument? There's a fundamental difference over here. The first argument was, there's no difference inherent in the woman. It's an external factor. Whether her yichus is of more prestigious nature than a regular woman. So that's external. So then you could say that's more reasonable to hear. You know what? Even though the boishas was different by the two women, but you could understand that the Torah gave a flat rate, because fundamentally there's no difference between the women. it just happens to be one hat came from a more prestigious stock than the other. But here we're pointing out that there's something fundamentally different between the women. You could have a woman who is never been lived with and a woman who was lived with. Then there's something inherent about the respective qualities of these two women. There it's harder to hear that there's a uniform price irrespective of what condition she's in. So the Gemara counters that. You could say the same thing by an Eved. Amar le Abaye, yihachi gabi Eved nami. Yomru Eved bari shloishim Eved muka shchin shloishim. You could say the same thing by an Eved. So the ox gored the Eved, but it should matter what kind of condition the Eved is in. So therefore, we see elsewhere in the Torah that even though there is a fundamental difference between two different people, the Torah gives a flat rate. Elo Amar Abaye, but rather Abaye said, Amar Akra, the Pasuk says, Tachas Asher Ina. It says, V'nosan ho'ish ha'shoichev ima la'avi hanara chamishim kasef. V'loi siel isha, Tachas Asher Ina. The 50 shekel is given because you afflicted her. That implies the 50 is for living with her. Meklal de'ika boishes upagam. From here, we can infer that there is boishes upagam because it says the 50 is specifically for the affliction. But from here, we learn there's boishes upagam. Interesting. Because how about tsar? Right? You pay tsar as well. Why do you pay tsar as well? Why don't we say tsar is included in tachas asher ina? What does ina mean? Ina means the affliction, right? So why do you pay tsar on top of that? Why don't we say tachas asher ina? Why doesn't that include the tsar? Okay. In any event, says the Gemara, ve'ema ledida. Maybe the boishes and pagam go to her. No, excuse me, I skipped. Rava Amar Kra, v'nosan ha'ish ha'shoichiv ima la'avi anara chamishim kasef. And the man who lay with her gives to the father Nara 50 kesef, which implies hanoas shchiva. The 50 kesef is for laying with her. Nun is 50. Meklal de'ika boishes pagam. From here, we could infer that there is boishes and pagam. So either we learn from tachas asher ina, for the ina there's boishes and pagam, but not for, the 50 is for the ina, boishes pagam is on top of that, or the 50 is for the hanas shchiva, boishes pagam is on top of that. So now the Gemara is ve'imel adida, maybe it goes to her. Because technically, the 50 shekel is what the Torah says goes to the father. But now that there are payments on top of that, maybe those payments go to her. Tosfos asks, didn't we say on Daf Lamed Chesam Beis that Boishes and Pagam are hukash to Knas? So why don't we say if the Knas goes to the father, the Boishes and Pagam goes to the father? Tosfos says that hekish is after the fact. After we have legitimate source that not only does the father get the knas, he gets a boishes upagam, that substantiates that they're in fact hukash lahadadi. Okay, so the Gemara asks the Emel Adam, maybe the other payments go to her. Says Gemara, Amar Kra binureha beis aviha. It says in the parsha of Hafaras Nedar, parsha's Matos, coming up, binureha, in her youth, beis avia, in her father's house, from which we learn kol shvach nureh lavia, all appreciation of her youth goes to the father. That it says by nedarim. But nevertheless, the fact that it says binureha next to beis avia, we learn out that the state of nureha is beis avia. Says Gemara, Belahad Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. That which Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Minayin Shemasa Habas La'aviha. How do I know that when a daughter works, it goes to the father. How do I know? You send your kid to the coal mines. They make 17 cents a day. And then you get to keep the money, right? That's basically what you do when you send your kids to camp to be a waiter, right? The only thing is, in the coal mines, they make more money. And in coal mines, you don't have to pay $5,000 for them to go to the coal mine. But when you send them to camp, not only do you have to pay an exorbitant fee, they also pay them less than minimal wages. Okay, I just thought I would mention that. But how do you know that the work of a daughter goes to her father? Shenemar v'chiyimkar ish as bitay la'ama. If a man will sell his daughter as a maidservant. So it's comparing one's daughter to a maidservant. Mama ama masida la rabba. Just like a maidservant, her handiwork goes to her master. Afbas masida la'vea. So to a daughter, her handiwork goes to her father. So why does Rav need a source, a limud, that the father gets the handiwork of his daughter? Why can't he learn it from typically mi binu rabbe savia? Why can't he darshan when she's a nara? She's in her father's domain. Must be, you can't learn that from them. That's because that pasuk is said by annulling vows. Says Gemara, v'chitema ne'elof mina. And if you're going to say learn out from there, no. Ma'moina me'yisura lo yalfinan. You cannot learn out money from Isser. Meaning, it must be you can't learn out from Benorah Be'savia because that's by Hafaras Nadarim. And you can't learn out from there because you can't learn out Mammon from Isser. V'chitei Manelef Miknas, if you're going to learn out from Knaset, if the Knas goes to the father, the Boishas the Pagam should go to the father. Mammonah Miknas Alayafinan. So how, in fact, do we know the father gets Boishas the Pagam? Says the Gemara, it's a svara. The father clearly has sovereignty over the daughter regarding Boishas HaPagam, because he has the capacity to marry her off and cause her shame if he marries her off to some low character guy and cause her to become Nifgam. Says Gmaral Mistavra Daviahava, why di boy masarla lemanuval mukashkin? Because he could have given her over to a deplorable in Yana Dioima, and a Mukashchin, and somebody who is wounded, full of boils. So the fact that he could have done that to her, it's not Pashit what the logic here is. I'm saying it a certain way. This is how I understand it. The way I understand it is, I think there's another way to say it, but the way I understand it is, the fact that the father could marry off his daughter and cause her shame and cause her to become nifgam, that demonstrates that he has ownership over her regarding these areas. So that shows he has bailus over the daughter regarding boishas and pagam. I believe there's another way to say it, and that is, if somebody embarrasses her, it's like he's taking something away from the father. Why? Because now he can't do it. I understand it better the first way I said it. That the fact that the father is able to do it, that demonstrates that he has ownership over the daughter regarding these areas. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. This Mishnah should be very familiar because we basically had this Mishnah and the subsequent Gemara Daf Lamed Vav. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Zu Divrei Rabim. Mishnah. Kol makom sheyesh mecher ein knas. Any stage that you could sell a woman, you don't get knas if you rape her. Which means a katana, you could sell her, a father could sell her. Therefore, if someone rapes her, there's no knas. Kol makom sheyesh knas, whenever there is knas, somebody rapes a nara, ein mecher, the father can't sell her. Meaning, katana yesh mecher ein lo knas. A katana you could sell, doesn't have knas. Nara yesh lo knas ve'in lo mecher. Nara has knas and there's no mecher. Habogeres, you would say, well, she doesn't get a knas, so maybe you could sell her. No, neither. Habogeres ein lo loy mecher v'loy knas. You can't sell her and there's no knas. We skipped? Oh, thank you. Okay, the good doctor told me I skipped. Yeah, thank you. Backtrack, sorry. Pagam, Rayan Oisa Kilo Hishiv Khanim Kas. That's the Mishnah says that how do we determine Pagam? we look at her if she was a shivcha. How much would she garner on the market if she was not a if she was a basula? How much would she garner if she's lost her basulim? And that's what you pay. So the Gemara asks, Hechi shaminan la. How do you evaluate her? Amar avua de Shmuel. The father of Shmuel said, Oim din kama adam roitzalitain. We evaluate. How much would a person want to give? How much would a person pay? Bein shivcha basula shivcha bula. Between a shivcha that's a basula and a shivcha that is a bula. L'shamshay, to serve him. Meaning, how much more is it worth to have a shivcha that is a basula? Says Gemara, what are you talking about? If she's just making him coffee, what's a nafka mina, whether she's a basula or a ba'ula? Shivcha ba'ula l'shamshay my nafka lamina. A shivcha is a ba'ula, what's a nafka mina? She's serving him. She's mopping the floor. What difference does it make whether she's a basula or ba'ula? Says Gemara, ela bein shivcha ba'ula l'shivcha she'ena ba'ula l'asiyah la'avdai. The difference would be if he wants to marry off to the shivcha to the eved, so it's more valuable to have a basula than a ba'ula. To which the Gemara asks, of what relevance is it to him whether he marries her off, or whether he marries to his eved a shivcha is a basula or a ba'ula? Why does a master marry off a shivcha to his eved? He's trying to produce offspring. So he could not care, he could care less if she's a basula ba'ula. That's irrelevant to him. So why does it matter? Says Gemara, regarding the servant, what difference does it make? So Gemara says, "Be'eved sheyesh loy l'rabbi kairas ruachemena." We're talking about an eved who serves his master very with great dedication, and the master wants to compensate him and show him some gratitude, so he would want to give him the experience of a basula. So that the extra value. That extra value is the difference in price. Friends, it doesn't sound like it makes that much of a difference, you know? Can you imagine? The guy rapes a woman, and he's paying, you know, 2 pennies on the dollar. Why? Because if he would have an eved who he wants to give, I mean, doesn't sound like a major markup and difference. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Any woman that you could sell, meaning a katana, ain knas. There's no knas for violating her. V'chol makom sheyesh knas, and any woman who there is a knas, namely for an ara, ain mecher. There's no, you can't sell her. You can't sell an ara. So the Mishnah explains, katana yesh la mecher. Katana has, you could sell. V'ain la knas. There's no knas. Nara, a nara yesh la knas, has knas. V'ain la mecher, you can't sell her. Habagaras in la loy mecher la knas. Bagaras, you can't sell, and there's no knas. And of course, we remember that this Mishnah is Rav Meir, who holds there's no knas for a katana, but the Chachamim hold there is a knas for a katana. It says Gemara, I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav Zu Divi Rav Meir. This Mishnah goes like Rav Meir. Chachamim, the sages say yesh la knas v'makar mecher. Even at a stage that you could sell a woman, there is knas. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Katana midas yomecher v'ad shetovish tei sarois. Katana, from 1 day old until she grows 2 years. Yesh lamecher, you could sell her. Ve'ein lo knas, and there is no knas. This again is Rameir. Mishetovish tei sarois, once she's 12 years old and she brings 2 years. Ad shetibagar, until she's 12 and a half. Yesh lo knas, she has knas. And ve'ein lo mecher, and there's no mecher. Divrei Rav Meir. This is the opinion of Rav Meir. Shahay Rav Meir Oimer, because Rav Meir would say, Chomakam sheyesh mecher, ein knas. Whenever you could sell her a katana, there's no knas. Chomakam sheyesh knas, whenever there's a knas, a nara ein mecher, you can't sell her. Bachachamim Oimerim, the sages say, Ketana mibas gimel shana v'yom echad, ba'ad shetibager, 3-year-old, until she becomes a bageras, yesh la knas. She does get knas, in contradistinction to Rameir. So Gemara says, knas in mecher loy? She gets knas and you can't sell her? Gemara says, no. Loy, ema af knas maka mecher. Even though you could sell her, there's still knas. Ah. Now the moment you've been waiting for. Amar Rab Chizda, my time of the Rab Meir. What's the reason of Rab Meir? Why does Rab Meir hold that a katana does not get a knas? Says the Gemara, Amar Krav Eloi Siya Leisha, to him she will be as a wife. The Parsha of Oynes says, and to him she will be as a wife. B'mahava Atzma Kasam Adaber. We're talking about only you raped someone who could have married herself off, namely a Nara and not a Ketana. The Loi Siya Leisha. The whole Parsha of Knas was only taught to a woman who you are, who could have married herself off. Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon say no. Amar Reish Lakish, you ready for this? Aleph Kuf. Kuf. By the way, I haven't seen this. We had it before in the Amud. I have not seen this Rosh Tevois before. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Nar. Okay, there's a very important Bach. Shout out to the Bach. Without the Bach, this Gemara is inexplicable. You have to take out the hay in the word Nara. Nar! It says in the Pasuk says, V'nozen ha'zhorim ha'avi ha'nar chamishim kesa. It's spelled without a hey. It's a Greek sieve. It's ksiv nar. It's red nara. When the fact that it says nara filu ketana b'mashma. Interesting, no? That without the hey, the Torah wrote it without a hey, as a Greek sieve to teach the din of the Chachamim that even a katana gets a knas. Shomer Rapapa Breid Rav Chanami Beit Kluchas. Rapapa, the son of Rav Chanan from Beit Kluchas, heard. Azol Amra Kamed Rav Shimi Barashi. He went and he told this teaching of Reish Lakish to Rav Shimi Barashi. Amar Alei Rav Shimi Rashi said, Atona Homas Mas Nisula. You learned Reish Lakish's teaching on that. Anana Homas Nisula. We learned Reish Lakish's teaching on as follows. Amar Reish Lakish, Hamoitzi Shemra Al Hakatana Potter. We know Moitzi Shemra is somebody does Kedushin to a woman, and then after he lives with her, he said, you know, she wasn't a Basula. She had relations with a man before the Nesuin. So if it turns out that he was Moitzi Shemra, the halach is he has to pay a money and he has to marry her and he can never divorce her. But what if someone is Moitzi Shemra on a katana? He's pater. Why? Shenemar v'nosnu la'avi ha-na'ara. It says na'ara with a hay. Na'ara mole dibra kasav. It's talking dafka about a na'ara, but not a katana because it says na'ara with a hay. So Gemara says, of course we're talking about Nara and not a ketana, because in that parsha it talks about that if he told the truth, then you put the girl to death. Now you never put a ketana to death. She's not a bar oinshin. So clearly we're talking about a nara. So why do I need a drusha? Oh, it says nara with a hay. I don't care how it says with a hay, without a hay. Obviously it's not talking about a ketana. You don't need a drusha to learn that it's not talking about a ketana. It's obvious from the context that you would put her to death if the rumors are true, that we're not talking about a ketana. Maskaflor of Adabar Ava, Taima de Kos Rachmana Nara. The reason why we say it's not talking about a ketana is because it says Nara with a hey, halav hachi, but otherwise, hava mina afilu ketana? How could that be? Voksiv ve'emes haya hadavar hazeh, loy nimtzu besulim lanara, v'hoitziu es hanara el pesach be'savia, uskaluha. But rather, over here we're talking about a Nara. Meaning, we know we're talking about a Nara, not a Ketana, because obviously only someone who's a Bas Oinshin. But rather, the way you should learn it is, here we're talking about a Nara. The reason why it says Nara with a hey is not to say Dafka Nara Nara Ketana. I know Dafka Nara Nara Ketana. It says Nara with a hey to teach that any time it doesn't say with a hey, it's even a Ketana. Hakama Kishnev Nara, I feel Ketana b'mashma. Okay. That's the end of Daf Memo Mebez. You want to hold on 2 minutes? Dr. Asi asked me on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. I wanna. It's an interesting question. I want to address two questions. First of all, what about, you know, nowadays, if something happens to somebody, you have, you know, what is it called? PTD or PTS? You know, you have trauma. So, if
PTSD.
PTSD, right? So, you know, if somebody rapes someone, you have to pay knas, and you have to pay tsar and boishes. What about psychological pain? You know, you're paying tsar. What about trauma? I mean, does it exist? According to the Torah viewpoint, does it exist? So I was thinking, you know, I asked before, how do you know you paid tsar? Maybe tachas hasharina, the affliction, right? That's the tsar. So it could be, no. The 50 knas is the affliction. What affliction? Not the physical affliction, it's the psychological affliction. That's the knas. That is the knas. Not that the Torah doesn't value trauma. The 50 is the ina. When we say re'eva anyenu, see our affliction, that's not the pain. That's refu. Refa'enu is the pain. That is the physical pain. Re'eva anyenu is see our affliction, our anguish. So the tachas asher ina, I would say the knas, is for the, you know, the trauma of the situation. By the way, Asi, you also asked on Omid Aleph, you know, the Gemara said that there's a difference between Mila and the Asay of marrying the woman who was raped, because if over here, if she would say, I don't want, so it's not that... The lashon of the Gemara is mi'isa la'asei klal. Would there be an asei at all? I think what the Gemara means is there's a mitzvah that if somebody rapes someone, he has to marry her. If she says, I don't want, you see, by yibum, if a woman says, if a man says, I don't want to do yibum, he's mevatel the mitzvah. He's doing chalitza, but he's still mevatel yibum. It's not like chalitza, by doing chalitza, that takes care of the fact that he's not doing Yibam. No, he still didn't do Yibam. He's still missing out on Yibam. But if a man, if a woman says, I don't want to marry you, then there is no Asay. The Asay sort of dissipates. Okay, something to think about. Have a good night, everyone. Agun Shabbos, Bracha Vatzlacha, Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.